Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a great topic for you today. The program is called, What If You Don't Have MS or Alzheimer's? Because those are just the name of a dysfunction in the body. You might have symptoms of MS. You might have symptoms of Alzheimer's. But please remember, these are just a name or a title. And what happens when people hear these words, they go into fear. I have an aunt who had MS. She has passed. And here's what we discovered. She was a radiologist. She was a radiologist for years, well over 20 years, if not longer. Now, I want you to think about what emits from these machines that they're working with. And all the electromagnetic fields that they're working with. I'm not saying it's from one thing. This cause of MS has many different factors. One of them can also be the chemicals of what you breathe in every day, depending what city you live in. So she lived in an industrial city, breathing those chemicals. Her father was a trucker. So he himself breathed all those chemicals and all those exhausts and the carbons. I want you to take a different twist in your thought process and consider thinking about all the chemicals that your loved ones might have been around. There is hope. Definitely hope, because I've seen it in my practice. Metal and chemical poisoning is a big issue with MS and Alzheimer's. A big, big issue. There's also emotions involved around that. We're going to get into that later. There's not just one part of your body. You're not just your central nervous system. You're not just your brain. You're your physical, your emotional, your mental, and your physical. All of those are combined in how you function as a human being. So what I want to share with you are just a few tips around MS factors. I want you to look at the people that you know, or maybe you yourself as a listener, who may have MS. Ask yourself, where was I raised? Were there any toxins where I was raised? Was there lead paint on the walls? Was my father a farmer and sprayed a lot? Did I live in a country that had a lot of oil and gas and you're breathing all those toxins? You get so used to it, you don't even know it anymore. How many metal fillings do you have in your mouth? Every time those metal fillings touch top and bottom, that's like a battery charge. You're getting a shock through your system. And the key thing is that, you know, there's some causes that you may not agree with, but some of them medically say, okay, this is the immune system, and it's, you know, with MS, this is claimed as a brain disorder, but the brain is just part of your body. So this may be caused by a dysfunction in the whole body, which is your immune system. There's environmental MS, and this has to do with people, again, that have metal and chemical poisoning, whether they're a truck driver, whether they're in gas and oil, a welder, if they're farmers, if they have crown and mercury fillings, and so on. There's also genetics attached to this, so that's a whole different ballgame to talk about as far as your DNA system. Some of the most common symptoms of MS are feeling tired and feeling a bit numb. Your coordination, you're a bit off balance. You may have issues with your bowels or your bladders, and there may be some vision problems, some dizziness. There may be some pain. There's also emotional issues, sadness, and some spastic movements. So I just want to share some of the examples I've had with my clients, is that the few people I've had as true MS patients, which is, by the way, none. I haven't had a true MS person yet. What was shocking to me, now please remember my expertise is in kinesiology. So we were taught how to read the body in case of a so-called MS evaluation. Here's what we found. People that mimicked MS, there were two issues. Number one, their heart was out of beat. So they would have this jerky feeling and they would need a walker. And this one girl, I remember her, this was, now I'm going back 19 years ago. She had a walker, 29, and she jerked. When she walked, she had that spasmic movement. And I tested her and I said, you know what? Here's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up your adrenals are exhausted. I'm picking up your heart is out of beat because your heart, your adrenals, your thyroid, they're all buddies. They work together. When one is out of rhythm, the other two, they step in to create balance. And the third issue was her brain was exhausted. Now, what we were taught is that when the heart is tired, it has to get energy from somewhere. So where do you think it gets energy from? The brain. So when we check the pulse of the brain, her pulse was like at a 2 or 3. So her pulse is supposed to be about a 15 on the brain. So she had no electrical energy. The brain is the battery to the body. She was functioning on low, very, very low. What we did was we gave her nutrition for her adrenals, whole food supplements, tested her exactly how many she needed. Now, please understand, with kinesiology, we just don't give everybody the same amount. We test your body for what it is that you need. Because you know everything. Your body knows everything. The expertise of a kinesiologist is they can tell you how much nutrition your body needs and for how long you need it. We gave her nutrition, whole food supplements for her adrenals. Then we had to support her heart because they were buddies, because the heart and the adrenals, 2 out of the 3, including the thyroid is the third. So 2 out of the 3 weren't functioning properly. So we supported her heart with some nutrition. And then we also supported her brain. We fed her brain with RNA, DNA, and lots of it, like 20 tablets a day of whole food supplements. Within a month, she noticed a difference. Within 3 months, she didn't have a walker. You might think this is crazy, but you know what? When you just give the body what it needs to heal, it heals itself. You have to know what to give it to heal. And I do believe sometimes in certain situations, yes, you need drugs, but you do know that drugs never heal. It just suppresses the problem. It doesn't heal the problem. Now, I want to ask you, what do you think the emotion is with MS? Anybody have any ideas what that could be? Well, some of the emotions with MS are stubbornness. These people are very, very stubborn and rigid. And some of them have a deeper emotion where they say they'd rather die than change. They like to have control of certain situations, and they might have control in a very quiet way. But you know, this is no different. Our body, I like to compare it to the motor of a vehicle. Your vehicle can still run. If it's 8 cylinders, it can still run on 6. It can still run on 5. It can still run on 4. But when the mechanic gets in there and takes his magic hands and works magic, and all of a sudden your motor's working on 8 cylinders, the vehicle runs smoothly. Your body's the same way. And it's about connecting with people that don't want to give you a quick cover-up. I don't care what education they have. I don't care if they have the best degrees in the world. That's all nice because they have knowledge from a book. Go to people that have the knowledge at an experiential level of testing the body and working with the whole body. The whole body, not just pieces of the body. That's a puzzle, and you're trying to match all the puzzles and put the pieces together. That takes years, if it ever, ever works out. And we don't have time for that. So, you know, MS, it is a, you know, if you have MS, a true MS, it's a neurological disorder, because this disease, it affects many, many parts of your central nervous system. And what it does is it destroys the myelin sheaths that cover the nerves. That's what it does. So what do you think you need to do here? You want to be able to stop the central nervous system by destroying these myelin sheaths. You have to get to the core. And then these myelin sheaths, what happens is they leave a scar. They're called scar tissues. And they create plaque. And then what does a plaque do? The plaque destroys the nerves. And it hardens them. And this is called sclerosis. So I'm just going to ask you to go online and just Google how to heal MS naturally, how to heal Alzheimer's naturally, and see what you pick up, because there's all sorts of options there for you. So, you know, the key thing is that if you have MS and then there's a hardening of the nerves in the brain due to excess plaque, you know, this all dries up in the brain and on top of the sheaths of the nerves. And this plaque and this mucus, it becomes acidic. Then this causes inflammation, and the inflammation burns through the myelin sheaths, and this is what affects the nerves. And this causes the body to move, not move, to move sporadically, to move spastically. There's all these different symptoms that happen to people. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm only sharing with you my knowledge of 23 years of what I've experienced. And if you choose, go to a kinesiologist / a natural doctor / a medical doctor / alternative doctor who knows both sides and ask them what type of success they've had. Now, we're going to take a break in just 2 minutes, and I want to share this. We're going to take a break for 2 minutes, and we'll be back, and I'm going to explain more about how you may not have MS or Alzheimer's. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for listening.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this episode. We're talking about what if you don't have MS or Alzheimer's. And we're just discussing some of the issues with MS and the causes and the factors and some of the symptoms. Now, some of the natural healing solutions that we've been going through is, you know, the fact that you have to look at the nerves and the plaque that's causing issues in your system. So when these nerves are getting covered by plaque and this is affecting the inflammation and creating pain in the body, there's certain things that you can do. And one of those things is taking some natural products that you need to find out for sure. Go to a natural doctor / kinesiology to find out, kinesiologist to find out if you do have MS. Because there are all sorts of products that can help you. And this is about fixing the whole body, not just bits and pieces of your body. Not just bits and pieces of the, of your body. Remember, you're the physical part of your body, your mental part, and your emotional part, and your physical part. So there's all these parts that work together. So it's not just the brain, it's not just the nerves. All right. So some of the things that work with people are occupational and physical therapy, speech therapy, and, you know, working on their emotions. Some people do well. They need to deal with meditation and yoga, relaxation. There's naturopathy. There's Chinese medicine. There's herbal products that you can take. There's macrobiotics for the diet. It's very, very important that diet cannot be overlooked in MS. Because what you don't want to do is create more acid in your body. So you want to create an alkaline body, which is a healthy body. So stay away from meat because that creates a lot of uric acid in the body. Stay away from dairy because that creates lactic acid. And stay away from starches. That creates carbonic acid. So, you know, you just need to say goodbye to meat, dairy, and refined grains and starches. Also, watch your sugar content, your salt. Pop is sugar. Wine is sugar. I wouldn't even have coffee. And if you need to have coffee, get the purest organic natural coffee that you can get. There's all sorts of packages that are natural. And watch your vinegar, okay? In fact, I wouldn't even have vinegar. You can have a Bragg's vinegar. And, of course, you have to watch all the chemical additives. This all affects you. And you might be a little overwhelmed and go, oh, well, I might as well not eat and go into breakdown mode. And don't do that. This is your body. This is your body. I believe you can heal this. You have to want to. You have to work on it. You know who you are. You know inside why part of this may have happened to you. Yes, there's a genetic factor, but there's more than that. There's more than that. You know what? Go check out the morphogenic technique, and they will tell you that, you know what, 5% of your issues with disease are genetic. So don't go into fear about that. 5%, because a lot of this has to do with what we discussed in the first part. It has to do with toxins and mercury fillings and being in the gas and oil industry or being a welder or being a farmer, all these chemicals that come into your system. So you know what? Try and go into raw food. Drinking pure vegetable juice, green veggies every day. And there are more products that you can take. If you're interested in knowing more and you want some help, please feel free to give me a call at 1-866-472-5795, and it'll be my pleasure to talk to you and give you some more tips on what to do, because it's not the same answer for everybody. Please remember that. So, you know, MS at an emotional level, oh dear, it's tough. Now, this information I'm going to be sharing with you is from a book called Messages from the Body. And the author is Naran Singh. That's Narayan hyphen Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Messages from the Body is the name of the book. And this book tells you all about the emotions attached to different sicknesses and diseases. And this is what he says about multiple sclerosis. Now, there's different versions. There's four different versions of the emotions attached to MS. Here's the first one. It's about hardening of the arteries. They're being forced to look at things in life they've never, ever had to look at before. They're having to live life in the moment and to be crystal clear about what they can have and what they can't have. They've been highly oppressive and demanding in their pattern. They have a will of iron, and they're very inflexible. Now, think about that. Does that apply to anybody you know, or maybe to yourself? They have taken on their situation with a self-willed determination in a true grit response, leading to a pit bull stubbornness and a going down fighting approach. So they've taken on a real mental hard-nosed and hard-headed approach. Some of this might be a result of growing up in a very rigid household. That's number one. Here's number two. Exploitation, rage. They feel like they've been forced to undertake hard physical work. They feel there's no support or assistance, and they have to sustain everyone all by themselves. They hate it, and they desperately want help and support. They feel they've exhausted themselves, and they resent this. They feel alone, alienated, and they're full of despair. They are, in effect, wreaking revenge upon those who have never loved them. Their family may have been demanding with no little concern for their needs or welfare. That's the second emotion that he talks about. The third is, you got to take care of yourself. So there's a lot of martyr, guilt-inducing, and massive control issues. They have a real thing about reforming things. They're very rigid, and they have a steel reinforced value system and a very fixed way of looking at the world. And they're fearful that if they don't take a personal hand in things, it will all go to hell in a breadbasket. So there's a lot of dysfunction and judgment in their family. See if any of these resonate with you. This is the last one. This is like them being in a straitjacket. They've put themselves in that situation. They're fearful of being free. They're terrified of expressing their true feelings. They repress their emotions, and they trap themselves into immobilization. Now, they are, as a result, feeling that they can't cope and they can't flow with the change. And they just can't have a good relationship with the world. So they've been attracted to overwhelming situations and relationship issues, just like their original family's seen. So they have a strong codependent pattern. So I know that's a lot, but don't forget, your emotions are part of what's going on in your body. It's not just the physical issues. It's also the mental and the emotional issues that's happening inside of your body. Please remember something. Don't allow fear to control your life. Remember that you're in charge of what you choose. What have you got to lose by putting pure good food in your body? People, they don't have all the nutrition in their foods anymore. Even if you're eating organic foods, there isn't enough nutrition in the soil the way there was 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago. It's not there. All those minerals, they've been stripped out of the soil. So go back to what I talked about before. Look at the natural alternatives that you have, the different medicines, the diet. Get on the green foods. Stay away from the meat. Stay away from the dairy. Stay away from the wheat. Wheat creates inflammation in the body. I don't care what the ads on TV say. I don't care what the Canada Food Guide and the United States Food Guide tells you. Just because it's the government, you think they're there to look after you in every moment of what food you put in your mouth? They allow a lot of these food companies to put all the preservatives and the junk in those foods that make us unhealthy. But yet you like them because they're all full of preservatives and fake sweetness. So think about it. You have to be willing to take charge of your health. And please don't do what one woman said to me. And she didn't have MS or Alzheimer's. I was working out of town last month and this woman had pneumonia. And she has never really gotten better. She has inhalers. And I said to her, okay, if you'd like to look after this, I can give you some whole food supplements and let's repair this. It'll take 3 months to start and let's see where you're at. You know what her answer to me was? I'll have to ask my husband if I can do this. And I looked at her and this is what I said to her. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? You're going to ask your husband if you can choose to get better? And she just looked at me and she started crying. And she hadn't worked. She was a stay-at-home mom for years and her children were all grown up and ready to leave. Now, please tell me that's not you. Don't use other people as an excuse not to get better. Don't use these issues that you have within, because you're responsible 1,000% for your health. You're responsible for every thought, every action, every choice, every decision you make in your life. And we always like to blame people. Not just in the physical world of whether you're healthy or not. People like to blame for all the choices that they don't make or that they make in their life, or they'll blame you for the choices that you didn't make for them. This is where you always have to keep your power. Make your own decision. Every choice you make, it has to be the best choice for you. So ask yourself this, is this the best choice for me? Think only about you and your health and get people on your side that can support you so you don't have to do this all alone. We're going to come back in 2 minutes and we're going to be talking more about Alzheimer's and what you can do to help yourself or the loved ones that you have that may have this. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We're just going to take a 2 minute break.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. This episode is called, What If You Don't Have MS or Alzheimer's? We've shared a whole bunch of information in the first part of our show, and it all had to do with MS and the emotional and the physical issues around it and the choices that you can make to heal. Now I want to talk about Alzheimer's and what you can do and test to see. There are tests you can go online to see. Excuse me, if you have Alzheimer's or if someone you know has Alzheimer's. You know, that the word is thrown around a lot, and I don't know. It puts people into a very fear-based situation. And I just want to read something to you that I have in regards to Alzheimer's disease. It says, how worried should drug companies be about supplements eating into their monopoly profits? A lot. As this story I'm about to share with you will just tap into who is suffering from Alzheimer's or who's worried about it. Now, of course, just about everyone worries about having Alzheimer's or getting Alzheimer's. And it affects about 5.2 million people in the U.S. And it's the seventh leading cause of death. Now, here's the kicker. The cost of treating this so-called issue slash disease is $148 billion. Now, Mary Newport, MD, she's a medical director of the neonatal intensive care unit at the Spring Hill Regional Hospital in Florida. And she's been the director since 2003. Now, about the same time that this unit opened, her husband, Steve, who was 53, he started showing signs of progressive dementia, later diagnosed as Alzheimer's disease. Many days, often for several days in a row, he was in a fog. He couldn't find a spoon. He couldn't remember how to get water out of the refrigerator, she said. So they started him on Alzheimer's drugs, Aricept, Namenda, Exelon, but his disease worsened steadily. It should be noted that the latest research shows that various Alzheimer drugs like Aricept have proven disappointingly with very little benefit and often very distressing side effects. Now, when Dr. Newport couldn't get her husband into a drug trial for a new Alzheimer's medication, she started taking charge in researching the mechanism behind Alzheimer's. Here's what she discovered, that with Alzheimer's disease, certain brain cells may have difficulty utilizing glucose. Now, that's made from the carbs that we eat. And the brain, it's the brain's principal source of energy. Now, without this fuel, these precious neurons in the brain, they begin to die. Now, there is an alternative energy source for these brain cells, and these fats are known as ketones. This is derived from carbs. So the body, what it does is it produces ketones naturally. But you know what? This is the hard way to do it. So who wants to cut out all carbs out of their diet completely? But there's another way to produce ketones, and it's by consuming oils that have medium chain triglycerides. So when MCT oil is digested, the liver converts it into ketones. And in the first few weeks of life, these ketones provide about 25% of the energy that newborn babies need to survive. Isn't that interesting information? Now, Dr. Newport learned that the ingredient in the drug trial, which was showing so much promise, was simply MCT oil that was derived from coconut oil or palm kernel oil. And that a dose of about 20 grams, which is about 4 teaspoons, was used to produce these results. So when this MCT oil is metabolized, the ketones, which the body creates, may not only protect against the incident of Alzheimer's, but it may actually reverse it. Don't you love that? So this is also a potential treatment for Parkinson's disease or Huntington's disease or MS, which we just talked about, or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. So there's so much information here. So guess what Dr. Newport did? Not being able to get into this drug trial, they started taking coconut oil twice a day, and she gave it to her husband. At this point, he could barely remember how to draw a clock. Now, listen to this astonishing news. 2 weeks after taking the coconut oil into his diet, his drawing improved. Gee, don't you think that would create a sparkle in your eye? If that was your husband sitting there or your wife, he started having his drawing improved. Wow, that was only after 2 weeks. Now, after 37 days, her husband's name was Steve, and his drawing became more and more clear. There was more clarity in each picture. Now, this oil seemed to lift the fog. And in the first 60 days, she saw remarkable changes in him. Every morning, he woke up alert and happy. He was talkative and he was making jokes. But she said there was still an issue. His gait was still a little weird, but his tremor was no longer very noticeable. He was able to concentrate on things that he wanted to do around the house and in the yard and stay on task. Whereas before the coconut oil, he was easily distractible and rarely accomplished anything unless he was directly supervised. Coconut oil. They call it MCT oil. You can get coconut oil from natural doctors. You can get coconut oil from naturopaths. You can get coconut oil from the health food store. And take lots of it because it'll never, ever, ever hurt you. Now remember, she gave a dose of about 4 teaspoons a day. If you took 8 teaspoons, what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. It's a wonderful oil to support your brain, support your body. It supports your whole system. So over the next year, what the doctor realized was that the dementia continued to reverse itself. So her husband was able to run again, He could comprehend what he was reading, and that improved dramatically, and his short-term memory was improving. So much that he often brought up events that happened days to weeks earlier, and also could remember telephone conversations with a lot of detail. Now, here's the kicker. He got an MRI. Now, remember, that was over the year. And it showed that the brain atrophy has been completely halted. I'm going to say that again. After taking this coconut oil, and over the next year, the dementia continued to reverse itself. He was able to run again. His reading comprehension improved dramatically. His short-term memory was improving. He often brought up events that happened days to weeks earlier and could relay telephone conversations with great detail. And his recent MRI showed that the brain atrophy has been completely halted. All from coconut oil. Do you think we should pay attention? We need to pay attention. Now, this is one situation. I also believe with Alzheimer's, what's important is some more details. I'm going to talk to you about metal and chemical poisoning. But let's continue on. Let's take a moment to consider what actually happened here. Synthetic Alzheimer's drugs have failed. A drug company reluctantly decides to put on a non-patentable natural substance, medium-chain triglycerides derived from coconut or palm oil, through an FDA trial. It works! But damn it, a smart doctor figures out that a natural food can be substituted for this super expensive drug. But not only that, the ketones from natural coconut oil last in the body longer than the drug version. 8 hours instead of 3 hours. Oh my God, what a wonderful discovery for this doctor. There is enough, you know, information to make a drug company start worrying about its future. This is enough to make them start worrying. What if this natural health idea really catches on? Well, if that really catches on, then goodbye to the monopoly profits that aren't helping the Alzheimer patients get well. Not at the pace coconut oil would, because they're giving you very small dosages. We don't want to think that people and major pharma corporations don't want you to get well, do we? We don't ever want to think that any big monopolized company would only be interested in your loved one's health. We don't ever want to think that. You decide. So coconut oil can be found in many health food stores, as I said before, and for some areas of grocery stores in the health department, they have it as well. So there's a lot of different brands of coconut oil. You know, get it in a 1 liter size, about 32 ounces. Get the best top quality oil you can, because it'll range in price from $7 and up. I would go for the top quality product. Now, it can be purchased in quantities as small as a pint if you want, and you can get it up to 5 gallons online. So it's important to use coconut oil that is non-hydrogenated and contains no trans fats. Let's say that again. It is important to use coconut oil that is non-hydrogenated and contains no fat. We also want to encourage you to use virgin oil. Use virgin oil. Why? Because chemicals used to extract non-virgin oil are very potentially dangerous, and the virgin organic oil is very reasonably priced. Isn't this great information? And this is from Dr. Newport. So if you want some more information, go see Dr. Newport's website. Just Google drnewport.com. You can also follow up on an article, more on natural substances to combat Alzheimer's. Let's give you that information again. Just go to drnewport.com. Also go to more on natural substances to combat Alzheimer's. Because when you Google natural ways to heal Alzheimer's disease, you'll find her. Now, this is a doctor who didn't know that she had this miracle opportunity because she couldn't get her husband into a trial for pharmaceutical drugs. She's so grateful she didn't do this. So what I want to talk the next, when we come back from our break, we're going to take a 2-minute break. What I want to talk about is more information about Alzheimer's at an emotional level and also some other symptoms. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We're going to be back in 2 minutes.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane. Right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. This week's episode is, what if you don't have MS or Alzheimer's? I love these topics because as a natural doctor myself and my expertise is in kinesiology, I've seen amazing shifts in people that have the desire and the willingness to change. Not everybody wants to get better, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know you're sitting there thinking everybody wants to get better. Oh, no, they don't. And it's pretty shocking, even to me after all these years, because they have all these different belief systems of why they believe they can't get better. One of the reasons is they give their power away. They give their power away because they believe the experts, the doctors, the pharmaceutical company, they know everything. But, you know, there's a lie there. You know everything. You know what's best for you. Don't be a follower. Make your own decision on what choice you make and what pathway you want to go down to give a fair try. A minimum of 3 to 6 months to start. Give your body a chance to heal. Most people have abused their bodies for the first 30 or 40 years of their life. Give it a chance to heal. I don't think 3 to 6 months is a lot. Do you? Okay, I want to go back to Alzheimer's and the issues around Alzheimer's disease. What we find in our offices, there's lots of metal and chemical poisoning issues. This is also related to MS. Now, what's important is that you have to ask yourself, am I emotionally shut down? The people you know, are they emotionally shut down? Do they not want to talk about how they feel or what's happened in their life? Second of all, have they been in the gas and oil industry? Are they a welder? Have they been a farmer? Is there a lot of crowns and mercury fillings in their teeth? Were they a truck driver? All of these chemicals affect your body over the years and affect your brain. They affect your brain. So there are products that you can take. If you want information on how to get help for yourself or your loved ones, please email me or call my direct line at 1-866-298-5415. Again, that's 1-866-298-5415, and it'll be my pleasure to support you. So let's talk about Alzheimer's disease at an emotional level. Again, this is coming from the book, Messages from the Body by Naran Singh. That's N-A-R-A-Y-A-N hyphen S-I-N-G-H. And he's the author of writing these books. And what he does is he takes all of the sicknesses and diseases that have been out there and he tells you the emotions behind them. So with Alzheimer's, there's only two. And this is a loss of memory, of course, and your capability to function. The first one is, I can't go on. They have a desire to leave the planet due to an ability to face life as it is. They're just exhausted from having to deal with life. They feel they just can't face it at all anymore, and they are unable to be in control in their own life. They have intense feelings of not feeling sufficient. They feel inferior. They are inadequate. They feel insecure. They've come to a state of feeling hopeless and helpless, and they refuse to work with the world anymore. They're now engaged in a taking their marbles and going home reaction. This is represented from childhood by feeling demoralized, and they don't feel that their competence or their confidence has any value. See if any of that makes any sense. The second one that he has, it says, leave me alone. They want to live in their own little world where none of the SOBs and nincompoops can bug them. They have suppressed rage, and it comes out in passive-aggressive reactions. They're on a never-ending vengeance and vendetta. And they feel that they're a victim. And they come from a very infuriating, dysfunctional, passive-aggressive household. See if any of those make sense to you. I can't tell you enough times that when people start to lose their memory, they go into fear and they say to me, do I have Alzheimer's? Do I have dementia? You know, these are the same things. All it means is one's a little worse than the other. So look at yourself and say, where have I been chemically or metal poisoned in my life? I remember a lady saying she remembers at 1 year old biting on the crib, the wood on the crib, the top of the crib, and she would eat all of the lead paint. I know it's a lot of information, everyone. If you need any support, you want some information about how to get better, please feel free to call me at 1-866-298-5415. That's my private line. Next week, we're going to be talking about the 5 fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. So next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, the topic is the 5 fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this program called The Power of an Unstoppable Woman, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.